hooked and towering.
Welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 30. Today, three students came to my office. They were Krista, Barint, and Peter. And before they went on their vacation, I asked them to tell me a little bit about their recent experiences with the proficiency exam they took last week and their summer plans. So if you're interested, you can find out about these things. In the first part of this episode, you can listen to Konko and Kristina speaking about the proficiency exam.
Did you like any parts of that? You had to write, for example, something like an essay?
Yes, we had to do that. That was the second, third part of the exam.
The second part.
Second part. Okay, sorry. My memory. Yes, it was nice. I wrote an essay about a game, playing a game.
Right, so that was one of the two tasks. That was a choice, and you chose playing a game. What game did you write about?
I wrote about playing volleyball.
Can you say a story about, and that was a question about a story. Maybe you want to ask that? Do you remember what it was at the end of the essay?
Oh, actually it was a minor accident. I broke my finger playing volleyball. But
can you tell that story too? Take off listeners who haven't read the essay.
Oh, yeah, sure. We were playing volleyball in high school, and I probably didn't catch the ball right, and it broke my finger.
It hurt?
Not very much.
It was the only injury you sustained as a volleyball player, or
yes,
there were others?
The only one.
You still play it? Sometimes.
Not anymore, no.
Any sports you do here at the university?
No.
No? That's because you don't like it anymore?
I do like sports. I just, it didn't fit in my schedule. So, with the other courses I was taking, so.
Is it required that students, before they get their degree, complete a physical education course? It's not a requirement anymore.
I don't think so.
When I was a student, I had to take two semesters of PE. That was pretty good, actually.
Well, I'm interested in playing ping pong. That's very fun, I think.
When do you think you can play it next? Where?
Probably I will take up a course here at the university.
There's such a course.
Yes, in September.
Right. Okay, so although it's not required, you might do it
for your fun.
Yes. Now, so that was the return. And you took the oral exam also, it was last week?
Yes, it
was. And you were not too satisfied with your result?
No, not really. I got a C on the oral exam, and I was very nervous, and I didn't know what to expect.
You did not know what to expect? How come?
Well, in terms of topics.
Right. Of course, you knew that there was going to be two tasks.
Yes, I knew that.
What tasks for maybe people in Canada listening now? Want to tell them?
Yeah, the first part was a picture talk, and the other was a short task, a written task, mm-hmm. and we had to read out the text aloud and then talk about it.
I see. Okay, and your task was about advertising or something like that, no?
Yes, ethical and unethical advertising, and my picture was taken in a pub. There was a person playing the guitar, and it was a very nice laid-back environment. People were enjoying music.
So now you've passed the proficiency exam. Congratulations. You have passed all your courses.
Thank you.
And summer is here. Today is June the 4th, a Wednesday, and you have some big plans for the summer.
I would like to go to Canada to visit my fiancé and have some fun.
Great, sounds pretty cool plan. And that's going to happen soon. When are you leaving?
Well, probably next week sometime. I have to rebook my flight.
Right, okay. And which ways are you taking? Is it Malév or American Airlines?
Of course, Hungarian Airlines.
Hungarian Airlines, uh-huh. All right, so you're going to be going to near, where is it?
Toronto. Toronto. Near Toronto.
Mm-hmm. You've been there before?
I have.
Yes, so any story about living in Canada or spending time there?
No particular stories. I did enjoy my time there. It's very nice environment, very multicultural, and a lot of people, good shopping, mm-hmm. and good sightseeing.
Good shopping.
Yeah.
You're planning to do that also this time?
Of course.
All right. Well, enjoy your stay there and see you back in September.
Sometime. Thank you very much.
Horvath Barint, who is going to work in Pennsylvania during the summer.
When you go to the U.S., you will land in, I guess, you touch down. We first take off in Budapest.
We will take off in Budapest and land in New York City.
New York City. Or touch down.
We will touch down in New York City.
Which airport?
In the JFK.
JFK.
In New York City. And... Well,
how will you get from New York to
the
Pennsylvania?
Camp? Well, we will have a meeting somewhere in the downtown of New York City, and we will have about half a day to prepare our things and to get ready, and some hours later, we have to. Get on a bus. We will take us to Pennsylvania because, as we may know, the state of New York is not so big, and there will be a coach trip to Pennsylvania to Starlight Town, and it will take only 3 hours. So we will use coach
okay,
to get
and
there.
And you'll be working in Starlight, in a camp.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You know already the specifics about your job.
I'm familiar with this job, more or less. As far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. we will have duties
right.
In the kitchen and at the other...
washing up or cleaning the usual?
Sure, maybe washing up or delivering food, uh-huh. serving food.
I used to do
others.
That kind of work when I was in the U.S. in Pennsylvania at a college, rooms work.
Maybe some déjà vu is coming up. Coming on.
But I could only work for like 2 weeks, I think. That changed my job.
It will be a huge test uh-huh. whether we will succeed
right.
or not.
Right. I wish you all the best. Are you excited? Looking forward to it?
Yeah, of course, but to tell the truth, I started to... The thing is that I'm aware of all of the risks mm-hmm. and the responsibilities. Well,
what
you know,
risks?
It will be my first trip when I leave my country, mm-hmm. my friends, my girlfriend, my parents, so everybody who cares uh-huh. For a long time, and I don't know what will the feeling
Maybe at the beginning it's going to be a little strange, but I'm sure you're going to be enjoying your time.
We will be enjoying. I'm quite sure, but I don't know.
You will maybe
what will this feeling like?
Uh-huh.
I have never been a situation like that.
Uh-huh. So next time you go, you will already have been.
Yes, right.
So right. It has to be a first. I wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
Silas Peter also to tell me about his summer plans, and then he went on to talk about his memories of the proficiency exam. So now let's listen to Peter.
Yes, I will have to work near Lake Balaton, where, for example, in a restaurant where a waiter is needed who has great English knowledge.
Or, of course, you do that. Do you have an idea where to go, which part, which city or town?
I guess Zamardi.
Zamardi.
Because every year we have our holiday in Zamardi with my family,
really?
And they would be there, and I would be the waiter who serves them.
In Hungarian,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now you also took the proficiency exam, and you passed both the written and the oral.
I passed the whole. Yes.
Kudos.
Thank you.
Any memories you have of the written? That's something that stands out as interesting.
First of all, I had a big surprise due to the fact that we started with the listening part.
That was surprising.
That was a surprise because when I took the English language examination in ECL,
I
started with reading, writing, listening and speaking. The high school leaving final examination in English, the same, and in the proficiency exam I started with the listening, and that was a surprise.
Right, so you thought maybe the first one was going to be reading?
The reading,
or, right.
The reading.
Mm-hmm. It came as the last one actually, or the last one. It was the third after the exam. It came
yes, it was the third one, the reading part was
the
third.
Okay. Right, okay, so maybe some people in the USA, in Pennsylvania, are listening to this now. For them to understand what we talk about, this proficiency exam is for first year students hearing page, right?
Yes.
And you are a first year student.
Yes.
And why do you have to take it?
I have to take the proficiency exam because it is a compulsory thing. If I want to take the translation studies courses.
And that's your plan.
And that is my plan.
Right.
And I want to be accepted to this study. And of course, it is a requirement if I want to take the applied linguistics specialization.
Right, and that's what you're taking.
Yes.
I see. Okay, now, so you pass the written and the oral. And any surprises about the reading? I hope not.
The first one was a bit more difficult than I expected, and the second one was easier than I expected.
You also wrote an essay in the written exam.
The essay part wasn't a surprise. It was absolutely as I expected.
What did you write about?
I wrote about the administration office task, because it suited the best for me.
Okay. For people that haven't seen the task, can you introduce it to them?
Yes, I had to write about the administrative office in general, their behavior in terms of their helpfulness.
The staff.
Yes, the staff. And the story referring to this.
And that was something that came to your mind?
Yes.
The story, what was that?
When, at the beginning of the first semester, I had to take my courses, and it was the first time, and I didn't know how to do that, where to do that, when to do that, and the surface of the ETR was a bit new for me.
Not a bit, very new.
Yes, very.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I complained about it to my mother. And my mother recommended me to visit the administration office and ask them to help me. And they helped me, and I managed to take all of my courses.
That's great. That's
successfully.
You managed to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now let's find out about the music at the beginning of this episode and in between the interview segments. It's a song by a band called Greenland from the album Love, Death, Beauty. And let's finish this episode with a few more minutes of the song, okay?
Captain Taurig.
And until next time, take care.